Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that can the dots of confusion, deliver conflicting media reports, the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head. your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming,
I got a bad feeling about this,
our featured guest, repeat offender Lisa Dunn is in the house.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Welcome.
Hey, what's this about a focus show?
Well, we got, it sounds good, doesn't it?
You guys buying that out there? we'll see.
Handle the truth.
True.
Yeah,
that.
That's probably it. For him. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Sometimes there are more items to celebrate than others. Yeah, I think we might have to really challenge Miss Christie on this one today. She's over there. She's ready. I don't know about all the. Wait, did you see the celebrations from yesterday, Christie? I don't know if you saw those. Uh-oh. Grand Marnier Day. We could go with Grand Marnier Day. That's okay. That was yesterday.
Ooh.
And Mac and Cheese Day was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have enough mac and cheese and you have enough Grand Marnier Day.
Say that three times real
fast. I can't do that. I wonder what happens, and now maybe that's how they got National Nude Day. I'm just throwing that out there. That
the
could
thought
be
of you with Grand Marnier and mac
cheese.
And
nude is even worse, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I love you, Ron, but I just got to draw the line somewhere.
So let's move up to July 15th. What are we going to celebrate today? National Give Something Away Day. I wonder if that goes in together with National Nude Day, but I should not say that.
Can I check
that will
these dates before I book my next?
Hey, you know something? You have that opportunity. Yep, and then let's take a I Love Horses Day. Okay, we can handle that one. Pet Fire Safety Day. Now, for any male that is married, we celebrate this on a regular basis. It's National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. So we're used to that one. And
rightfully so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tapioca Pudding Day.
I like tapioca pudding.
Do you like tapioca pudding?
I haven't eaten it in a really long time, but I do like tapioca pudding.
Do you have Grand Marnier on top of the tapioca pudding?
That would be good. Tapioca pudding with a Grand Marnier chaser.
And I don't want to see if it's nude or not. I just don't want to go there. That can only get me in trouble. I would just...
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah. Oh. Let's check the markets this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 31 points. S&P 500 down 377, NASDAQ down 186, oil, that's down a little bit as well, that's down 42 cents a barrel. Do we want, Jay, I figured that you had mac and cheese yesterday, and I do definitely don't want to know if you were nude yesterday. I don't want to know that. That would be even scarier than me. That's just throwing that out there.
Wow. This is going places I don't want to think about right now.
Yeah, well, you know something, we go to very odd places.
I'm not sure. No boundaries.
No boundaries.
You
this is the show.
Joking.
Show with no boundaries. U.S. 10-year bond. It's 2.094. We are about 2.3 better than Germany because they don't even give you all your money back when you give them 10-year money for 10 years. You lose a quarter of a percent every year. Japan use 11 basis points a year. Spain. Maybe you'll get your money back out of Spain, but they're paying 0.5%. UK paying 0.803, and Italy paying 1.64. None of those are really what we would call a great place to put your money. Just throwing that out there for you. But hey, let's check out what else is going on in the market. I started to look and see what was going on gasoline. It is a bit scary. We are in Calizuela. We don't have a lot of gas out here. Of course, then again, they did in Venezuela until They changed their system, Miss Ocasio-Cortez. You might want to take note there. How about the AAA and $2.792 per gallon? California, yeah, add an extra buck, $3.747. If you're in Hawaii, you get to pay a dime less because they have so much oil that they produce in Hawaii. Mississippi, $2.402. They mix it with a little bit of rainwater there. Just throwing that out there. Trouble. this show is definitely heading in the wrong direction.
It really is.
Absolutely.
We're off to a really early start of just weird.
Weird. Okay, weird. So let's talk. You want to talk about weird. And generally, we do talk about weird on Ron Siegel Radio. Have you followed what Procter & Gamble is doing? Talk about weird. They've decided that the women's soccer team is not paid enough money. Now, I'm going to share with you because a secret about secret.
This should be fun.
If you recall, I shared with you in detail last week why the women's soccer team is overpaid. Now, let's look at this a little bit further today, and we're going to look at secret donated $529,000 to the U.S. women's soccer team to close the gender pay gap. Interesting. Now, I'm going to throw this out there that I've studied accounting a little bit in my lifetime. I have a degree in accounting from Chapman College. That was before they became Chapman University. But I bet that Procter & Gamble put on their balance sheet or on their income statement, I bet this $529,000 did not go down as a charitable contribution. Where would they have put it? A public company. Where would they have put it on their balance sheet? I'm going to say advertising.
Just
right?
Like I do with mine.
What, your $529,000 or your secret?
yes, that is my favorite brand of deodorant.
Okay.
But no, when I do charitable contributions, I always do it in the name of my business.
Sure.
Yeah.
So $523,000 per U.S. World Cup roster member. I wonder if that's taxable, being that it is its salary and not really a charitable contribution. Just throwing that out there, Mr. Taxman. I mean, they get us all the time. So wonder if does that close the pay gap when they're already overpaid? Just that another question. Maybe it'll help keep the women's soccer in place because I'm going to predict that we are on a crash course for the elimination of women's soccer. Think about that concept. And we explained exactly why that is. I mean, Lisa Dunn's probably looking over here like I'm totally nuts. Most of the time she does.
All of those women that were on the team probably could have been my daughter at any point in time. And I was very heavily involved in youth soccer for years because I had one son that we won't discuss how much money I paid for him to play soccer. The women have always gotten the short shift. Maybe, you know, the money. I didn't listen to your show, Ron. I didn't listen to a show.
Oh.
But they were always given the, you know, the worst, the fields that you're going to get injured on, and the conditions just were never as good. You know, I mean, money is one thing, but treat people the same. You know, don't put them out on a field where they're going to be, you know, tearing their ACLs and various other things because, you know, the men are on the good grass fields. Let's put them on the crappy fields and stuff like that. There's a lot of inequity to the, you know, and honestly, I mean, FIFA's corrupt as all get out. You know, they've been trying to clean it up for years, but it would be nice that if, you know, the U.S. soccer could be sure that both, you know, pay equity is great. Conditions is just as important, too.
I would say conditions are probably more important because you don't want to, I mean, you can say what you want. I'm not a big fan. I'm not into horse racing at all, right? But what's going on over at Santa Anita, and I know some of the folks there from having done radio programs, I know that they certainly do not want to see the horses die out there. I mean, that's, whether you like horse racing or not, even if you call it an asset, nobody wants their asset to die if you're cold-hearted and don't care about the animal itself. So nobody wants that to happen. But, you know, when you're talking about humans, they should have a safe environment to work. Now, I'm a big proponent. Again, I've shared with you, I think the women, based on numbers, and I don't know any of the other parts of it, they're overpaid. right? They got 38% of the revenue. The men get 4% of the revenue. So based on those numbers alone, I'm a capitalist, right? I don't want to pay somebody because of their gender. They should not get now. If you tried to have a fashion contest and you had men and women, are you going to say the men are entitled to as much money as the women when the women bring in gazillion times more at a fashion show? I would say no. The men are not entitled because of revenue, right? It's just a business decision in my world. But, you know, you look at it and you say, do you get paid just because you showed up? Is that the idea here?
Kind of like the men's team?
Well, you know, something, but and that exactly, they should, though. And strictly because that they bring in, what is the men brought in about $5 billion in revenue. The women brought in about $131 million in revenue. So if you look at that scenario, then, yeah, people are willing worldwide. Now, maybe in the U.S., the numbers are not the same.
Oh, it's completely different worldwide.
Right?
I mean,
but
you've got club soccer in Europe that's just a powerhouse, which is interesting that the club teams in Europe now are forming women's teams so they can have a women's league in Europe to coexist with the men's team. But, I mean, that's financials in the club world. Whether it be in South America or
but the World Cup is a world event, and the FIFA,
oh,
and you're right, they are corrupt.
Yeah, completely different group. The money that is thrown around internationally for men's soccer, it's obscene. It's, you know, tons and tons of money.
And the bottom line of all of it?
Now they're trying to get it for the women, too. Yeah,
but,
because there's
right.
a market. There is a market. And I think
as long as there's a market, then you know something? I know a huge number of women. Lisa, you probably know more than I do. Women that would love to play soccer and make $110,000 a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, yeah,
that
I do.
These women were paid $110,000 a year, whether it's right or wrong. That's what they were paid. They got a base salary plus a bonus. Men do not get a base. They only get the bonus. And you know something? If that is an unacceptable salary to any of the women, well, you know something? Don't take it. I suggest don't take it. Find something that's going to pay you more, right? I mean, that's just the bottom line to a lot of these things. We're going to continue our conversation. We might even get into some real estate topics with Lisa Dunn today.
Yeah, we won't talk soccer. We'll go real estate.
Uh-oh.
We do maybe a little basketball or something. I don't know. Baseball. We talk about the Dodgers.
I still – the Dodgers? Really? I mean, do we really want to –
this is ridiculous.
Yeah. John, can you mute her mic, please? I don't know. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. Home price appreciation forecast, credit basics 101. How about the VA loan limits? Are they going away? Got a lot to chat about today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the right folks to get you that mortgage. So what's happening in the markets today? Dow Jones Industrial Average down 25 points, S&P down 3 points, NASDAQ up ever so slightly, up 1.21, and then we also obviously have to look at the bond market because, well, that's what we do at Gold Star Mortgage, Ron Siegel Radio. We have to watch what the bond market is doing on a regular basis, and I'll share with you once again.
What's it doing, Ron?
Good question. I'm glad you asked that. So the 10-year Treasury, if my computer will wake up, and eventually it does, down 2.096. You were just going to say that.
2.09.
2.096, 10-year Treasury. We are on a little bit of a break. I told you that before. We're going down to 178 to 182, right in that range will be our next stop. The bonds, the universal mortgage-backed securities, we used to call them the Fannie Mae bonds. Fannie Mae is more, and that those are up 3 basis points, which means interest rates fairly flat this morning. But we are, I'm looking at the chart right now of the bond, the universal mortgage-backed security bond, and we're right almost hitting. We just went up, we touched the 25-day moving average, bounced back below that. Now, again, all of that stuff is on that super secret website. I tell you about that site all the time, just in case you're a little slow. Some of us are a little bit slow.
Slower than others.
We're not talking about running.
Days like this.
So why are all these things happening? Well, not a whole lot of news. When we don't have news, we look at the technicals. We look at the charts. We're going to be getting a look at new construction data later this week. The National Association of Home Builders, their housing market index will be released on Tuesday, and housing starts on Wednesday. Additionally, it's the beginning of earnings season. No, that doesn't mean you're going to be earning money this season. Well, maybe you will earn money this Thursday, right? But we're talking about the reporting from major companies. The S&P 500 companies start their earnings reports this week. We also might be – we've got spending season is in effect
it's
for the next –
spending season.
That's what my wife says too. See, Lisa, you and Minnie are getting along great.
Oh, I
mean,
I love
it. Especially
Minnie.
Playing basketball in heels. Well,
yeah, we got to do that next year.
Exactly. So,
lamb chops and basketball.
So we are in earnings season. The S&P 500 companies start announcing their earnings this week. So that'll be driving the market. Amazon Prime Days That is today and tomorrow as well. Empire State Manufacturing Survey measures the health of the manufacturing sector in New York region was released. Today's report came in at 4.3 for July. This is a low figure. It was better than market expectations of 0.8. Also much better than the month dismal negatives 8.6. I guess they get the lights stayed on in some of those places. In the communist city of New York, I guess the lights went out somewhat over there. So just a thought. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we're chatting this morning. Lisa Dunn is in the house. We had a couple of things to chat a little bit about because Lisa is a big-time veteran loan guru.
Well, I try.
So
are you.
Well, I try.
Are we going to do veteran Zen thing right now?
Veteran Zen.
I want to see you cross your legs.
No, that's okay to me.
Crossing that chair and take some kind of test.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That would be the something.
What are you doing?
Yeah. That,
right up there with Nude Day.
Right up there with Nude Day. Okay. No.
We're not gonna do that one.
That's not where we're heading with this.
Oh my.
Okay, so let's. What's going on with the VA loan? Is there some new? Is it happening? Is it not happening?
Well, I believe that there was a bill that actually passed the House, passed the Senate, and was signed by.
That's breaking
President
news.
Trump.
They actually agreed on something.
Yeah, it was a bill called the Blue Water Bill.
Blue Water.
And you're probably going to wonder why this has anything to do with veterans and loans and stuff. It is basically a bill about taking care of Vietnam veteran era vets. Something like that. I'm sorry. I've only had one cup of coffee today, so the thoughts aren't.
And we have no idea what's in that water bottle in front of her.
I hate
looks like
point
looks
you.
Like vodka to me.
Bubbly vodka. I'm onto a new invention. Carbonated vodka. Okay. So there's a whole bunch of veterans that were in Vietnam that were exposed to Agent Orange, and this late in the game, they are still falling ill. There are people dying from their exposure to Agent Orange. And you're saying now, what does this have anything to do with VA loans? Well, they're trying to figure out how they're going to get money to take care of these sick veterans. And of course, they're like, oh, we've got all kinds of money. There's this VA funding fee and we can get paid off of that. Why don't we just increase that VA funding fee? And it's like, oh, so we're going to help the sick veterans by penalizing the veterans that are trying to buy homes. Sounds fair, right? This is your government at work. So in comes National Association of Realtors, smacks them around a little bit. The VA kind of, different parts of the VA smacking each other around. And they said, okay, let's do this. Let's keep our funding fees where they are instead of raising them. Exactly. And instead, let's remove the loan limits for VA loans.
Okay.
So if a veteran wants to buy a house, whatever the price is, as long as he qualifies or she qualifies, they can get a VA loan for 100% of that purchase price.
That's an interesting thought. Now, we've been able to do a VA loan for any loan amount. There's never really been a lending limit for a VA loan. There's been a limit for the zero down payment portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go over the zero portion, you can still get a VA loan for an unbelievable
mm-hmm.
price.
You just have to come up with that 25% down of the amount over the VA
lending limit,
and then you're self-insuring at that point. But now they're not going to have to do that. If you want to, let's say out here, whether our loan limit in Orange County is what, 709 and change. If you wanted to get a $900,000 house, when this bill goes into effect, you can get 100% loan for up to $900,000 and roll your funding fees into it. And probably a lot of people are out there thinking, yeah, but I hear about these people with, these low down payments, they're risky borrowers. And, generally, that would hold true. But veterans are kind of a special group. I don't know.
And we appreciate them.
Oh, boy, do we ever. And I will tell you, some of my favorite clients have been either active duty or veterans because they're just good, loyal people. They appreciate
being able to have this program for them. They don't default on loans.
No, they don't.
They don't. They have a lower default rate than any of the other loans. And the weird thing is the higher the loan balance, the lower the default rate is.
Which is very fascinating to me about the default rate. And it's a testament to the integrity of the individuals, because I've had some veterans who it made very, very good logic for them to, back in the day, not right now especially, but, you know, 10 years ago, it was logical for some of them to default, and they just wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
Right? It was a non-option when you would talk to somebody like that.
And one thing that's really interesting, too, is the VA itself works with veterans that are in risk of defaulting. And last year alone, they saved over 1,000 veterans their homes that they were at risk for foreclosure. And the VA works with them because they don't want to see the veterans defaulting on their loans. They don't want to see a foreclosure happening to a veteran. They work very, very hard to be sure that you're going to be able to stay in your home and make your mortgage payments. And there's not too many other lenders or, you know, guarantors that are going to be working with you at that rate. But the VA takes a lot of pride in their housing loan program. The people that work in that division are very conscientious. They're working on service improvements. And, you know, we can say what we will about certain parts of the VA, but they're really working hard in the loan guarantee department.
Good information. We're going to continue our conversation with Lisa Dunn when we come back. We're also going to talk about home price appreciation. We're going to talk about Credit Basics 101. We've got a lot to chat about with Lisa. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 in the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Hey, how about this one? You've got this new offering for you. It's relatively new, but it is free. You can go to SLTHomeDigest.com, SLTHomeDigest.com. You can get a real-time valuation of your property, and it'll also give you an idea of equity you have in your property. If you don't like the value that it tells you, there are areas where you can actually make some updates, modifications. You can ask one of the real estate professionals, Ron Siegel Radio, to get you a market analysis. They're happy to do that, all free of charge. All you need to do, again, SLTHomeDigest.com. So we are looking today, home price appreciation forecast. That is our sub. I guess we should have a drum roll, right? I guess if I found the report, it would be even easier for me to talk about the numbers that we are finding in this, the home price. Maybe I have vodka in my water bottle today, and mine's not even carbonated.
If not, you should.
Maybe I should. There's no blue cheese olives there. Questions
will make it hard to get into the bottle.
What?
The olives.
Olives. Okay, you're right. That's true. Questions continue to come up about where home prices will head throughout the rest of this year, as well as where they may be going over the few years beyond. Gathered current data from industry's most reliable sources to help answer these questions. I love this one, the Home Price Expectation Survey. Survey of over 100 market analysts, real estate experts. Economists. You know, if you want to get a really a vast sense of opinion on real estate values and where they're heading, talk to an economist. Ask one, you can get four or five opinions, not a problem.
And it's all nationwide.
Now, this comes out of Pulsonomics, so that's the source there. The Mortgage Bankers Association, leading advocate for the real estate finance industry. MBA enables members to successfully deliver fair, sustainable, and responsible real estate financing within ever-changing business environment.
Are they paying you?
Zelman and Associates. I wish they were. I mean, it would be very, very nice. I've got.
I'm
ready.
Like I'm just checking.
Zelman and Associates. This firm leverages unparalleled housing market expertise, extensive surveys of industry executives, and rigorous financial analysis to deliver proprietary research and advice to leading global institutional investors. Holy cow, there's a whole bunch of people. You know what they say the bottom line is?
Just come on. Just cut to the chase.
They have no idea. That's the real-time real estate segment. Lisa, you would have had fun with this because your buddy.
Which buddy?
Fidel Lawandi. I actually went over and saw him present at the Chapman University Economic Forecast Update.
Oh, he didn't invite me.
You know, you just have to have friends in high places. Or make donations. Or we have a radio show every day and let them know that you're going to report on the broadcast on a regular basis. So let me get to the bottom line of this report. Every source sees home pricing continue to appreciate, which is great news for the strength of the market. The increase is steepest throughout the rest of 2019. Prices should continue to rise as we move through 2020. Now that is, as I share with you on a regular basis, that is the information that comes out from the national resources. Now, if you want a report card for your neighborhood, we have the report cards for your neighborhood as well. Maybe not neighborhood, but for your community, because we do have a real estate report card for every county. And even within some counties, we can actually get you a report card for the metropolitan statistical areas. Easy for me to say, right? So we can tell you about all of that data, and that comes right from the various recording services. Lisa, you probably already know all this stuff because you're Lisa. Median home price, Orange County, California, $820,920.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with that. You know, I think probably a little bit of a pop in the upper end, but it's, I don't know. I heard that number and I was like, I thought that was a little high. But, you know, you can massage numbers to make them do whatever you want.
Certainly.
And median tends to be kind of a little less on the nose, if you ask me.
The late Essie Adibi used to always tell us that median home prices, the only thing they're good for is statistical analysis, because they're the same numbers they've used year after year. They really don't tell us a whole lot of anything because they can be skewed from month to month based on what segment of the market is selling.
Exactly. And it can change on a dime. You can have low end just flying off the shelves and can't give away a luxury home, and then vice versa.
Now, here's another one that this is one that I like a lot, Lisa. This one's the 60-year average appreciation for Orange County, California. The average number over the last 60 years, 6.19%.
You've been around that long? Are you keeping track of this yourself?
No, the gurus do that.
Just checking.
I can almost remember 10 years. 10 years, it's 4.03.
Mm-hmm.
And the projections for Orange County over the next year, 3.24. That sounds fairly reasonable.
Maybe. We have a lot of...
CoreLogic comes up and says it's going to be higher than that.
Honestly, I don't agree with that from what I'm seeing.
The CoreLogic or the 3.24?
I think anything over 3 is generous. I'm seeing lots of price reductions. In fact, I have a question from Bill on my computer. I have my own question feed going.
Wow, okay.
Do you think that the prices are going to go down, or let's see, where exactly did it go? Somebody hopped on my feed and asked a question. Do you think housing prices will decline or go up over the next couple of years? Asking as a potential seller. Well, thank you, Bill. I personally see things moving sideways. I think we may see little pops here, little pops there, going up and down. I think we're seeing corrections in the market right now. Our inventory levels have gone up to... I personally say it's on the edge of a neutral to a buyer's market. I know there's other people out there that are saying neutral to a seller's market, just depending on how you look at numbers. But we have a lot of sellers that are trying to get out right now for various reasons, whether they want to leave the state, whether they got impacted by taxes, whether they think it's just a good time to sell because they hear a recession's coming. We have all kinds of things out there. And pricing has been extremely difficult this year. You may have comps and say, okay, you know, I've got comp number 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to price the same as the comps. The comps mean nothing. It's all buyer foot traffic.
Supply and demand?
It's even a little weirder than supply and demand.
Okay.
It's people are looking for perfect homes. And another question that Bill had on my feed was, should you fix up your house or should you sell it as is so people can come in and do, you know, what they want to do? And
that's got an easy answer.
What do you think?
It depends.
If you've got the funds to make your house look like something that was, flipped on HGTV, by all means, go big. Because that's what people are buying.
People are buying that, but I've got some people that are out shopping that we've pre-approved recently, and they're out there saying, you know something, I just want a deal and I want to go in and make it the way I want it.
But they're looking for a screaming deal and a real fixer.
You're not going to get screaming deals in this market.
You're not going to get screaming deals, and your idea of a real fixer versus a minor cosmetic fixer, which is usually, you know, most people that are looking at fixing things up, you know, we're talking paint, we're talking carpet, we're talking doing a termite inspection before you paint your house. So you can have your wood changed out if needed, because most people probably haven't had a termite inspection in who knows how long.
Right.
You know, getting the
house. I like the certified pre-owned home.
Yeah.
We actually work with John and Melissa Hammond from Hammond Inspections.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go in and do a home inspection with the seller.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually determine what's going to be needed, so you don't put all your money into doing that rehab that Bill's talking about.
Well, but you know, the funny
when you might have some things that are health and safety requirements.
I had two listings in the same neighborhood, same floor plan. One was on one of the best locations in the neighborhood. Views out of every window, a big private, huge green front lawn out in front that nobody knew was there. All kinds of upgrades done in the house. You know, they had nice brown wood flooring and nice white walls and nice boring granite, you know, plantation shutters, all kinds of good stuff. Took me 45 days to sell it. And
we're going to talk about why when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Why would it have taken Lisa 45 days to sell that property? We're going to learn about that. And we'll also get a little bit of Credit Basics 101. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Visit CreditSanitizer.com. That will get you right to our friend Jeff Sipes at Blue Water Credit. They've got the solutions for that errant credit report. You know, I've been sharing this with people all the time. Never seen a completely accurate credit report. I am still waiting. If someone's got one and they want to show it to me, I'd love to see it. Been waiting 20 years now. I think I'm going to keep on waiting.
Sounds like a scam. You're just walking around asking people to see their credit reports?
No, when I see them for work and I just challenge people.
That's what he's saying. Okay.
I would challenge anybody to show me a perfect credit report. I shared that with you before the broadcast, right?
Yes, you did. You told me right? My client was full of crap. That's
no, I said that it's probably not a credit. It's not probably not a FICO score. It's probably a FICO score or a Vantage score.
We did find a boo-boo on a credit report.
Yep.
We did find a boo-boo.
Always. Mm-hmm. I've never seen one of these. So let's look at credit basics number two. Now, we already talked about number one last week, and we talked about number five a couple of weeks ago. Amount owed on accounts determine 30% of your FICO score, the amount owed on your account. Note that even if you pay off your credit cards in full each month, your credit report may show a balance on those cards. You've got to pay that credit that balance before the statement closing date and then make that minimum payment right before the payment due date. But your biggest part of your payment is going to be before the statement closing. The balance on your last statement is generally the amount that will show on your credit report. The amount owed on different types of accounts, in addition to the overall amount you owe, your true FICO score considers the amount you owe on specific types of accounts, such as credit cards and installment loans. Whether you're showing an amount owed on certain types of accounts, in some cases, having a very small balance without missing a payment shows that you have managed credit responsibly and maybe slightly better than carrying no balance at all. Having a low credit utilization ratio can be better than having a high one or none at all. For example, closing unused credit accounts that have zero balances are in good standing will not raise your FICO score. How many accounts have balances? A larger number of accounts with amounts owed can indicate higher risk of overextension. How much of the total credit line is being used in other revolving credit accounts? Someone who is close to maxing out several credit cards has a high credit utilization ratio and may have trouble making payments in the future. How much of the installment loan amounts is still owed compared with the original loan amount? For example, if you borrowed $10,000 to buy a car and you paid back $2,000, you still owe with interest more than 80% of the original loan. Paying down installment loans is a good sign that you're able and willing to manage and repay debt. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Contact our buddy Jeff Sipes over there, and he will take care of you. He and his team do a great job for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. So before the break, we were chatting with Lisa Dunn, Laurel Realty Resources. I didn't even say the name of the company.
Laurel Real Estate Resources.
So I said the name of the company even wrong. So
what are we going to do with you, Ron?
I think you need to replace the host. So it's Real Estate Resources.
Real Estate Resources.
Okay, so I got to correct that. Did I get our picture right this on the billboard?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before the break, we were chatting with Lisa about the fixing up a house or not fixing up a house. I think this was Bill's question. Is that right?
Bill's question.
Bill's question.
Over here on my private feed that I've
on
got
the
going
private
on
feed.
My watch party. Hey, all.
Yeah, we don't want to hear what Lisa's showing on the watch party. That's just
It's not macaroni and cheese being eaten while you're nude, so that's okay.
Exactly. So you told us earlier about a home that had some various upgrades.
All kinds of really
and
nice upgrades.
Part of it took 45 days to sell. Competition sold quicker. And now we want to do the
Well, wait a second. The competition was my other listing. You're, not somebody else is competing.
I'm competing
against me.
Right, exactly.
No.
So I should have written down the name of the radio show host because, you know, sometimes I've got these senior moments that come up.
Well, you don't remember your name? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you? Okay, so we wanted to get to the rest of the story, and that used to be a segment that we had here in Southern California. Paul Harvey did that at noon every day, and it was about 15 minutes. So tell us the rest of the story, Lisa.
Well, the rest of the story was is I had the same floor plan, didn't have an addition like the other one did. The other one was larger square footage, too. And it was a nice average property in an average location, didn't really have a view, nice yard. And it had nice gray wood laminate floors and nice pretty gray walls and some nice countertops.
Sounds like a nice property.
It was just a nice house. But in terms of quality, it was nothing compared to the other one. The other one was total quality. This one just looked pretty. It looked trendy. The owner had trendy furniture. So we ended up having 5 offers. 3 people bid up over the list price. It ended up selling $7,000 over asking in 3 or 4 days. I got people fighting over this house that's painted with trendy paint colors, trendy floors, trendy countertops. Nothing good about it. You know, I mean, just trendy versus a quality, best location in the track and quality upgrades that weren't trendy. Nobody wanted that place. Everybody was all about the trendy place. And that's where our buyers are today, that, you know, you can go and you can fix things. You can upgrade your air conditioning. You can upgrade whatever. People don't care. People just want really what's the cool place. What house is looking really cool? That's what people are after. They have so much HGTV going on in their head. They're expecting every house to look like something that's going to be on HGTV. In fact, NAR did a survey on
that's fascinating to me because I often wonder if people are watching that as much as those of us in the industry pay attention.
I don't watch it because I can't stand it. Just because it's just phony. It's phony baloney stuff on TV. But the survey that NAR did says that 38% of the home buyers out there are heavily influenced by what they see on television. That's 38%.
That makes sense.
They're going to walk in, and these houses are supposed to look like, you know, the finished projects on Flip and Flop or
right.
Flip and Flop or whatever the heck it's called. So we have kind of a really interesting dynamic going on in the market out there that, you know, it's hard to answer a question like Bill had, you know, should I fix it up versus should I just let it go? Because if it doesn't look perfect, you're going to get beat up no matter what. So it really depends on your property, depends on the conditions.
Depends on your budget.
Depends on your budget. And there's a lot of things you can do that are pretty cost effective that will give you that allure of, you know, more of an HGTV ready home.
So I'm just the numbers guy. I don't sell real estate. I do study the numbers, though. So there's a few different issues in there.
You have to get your real estate agent, Ron.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Depends. There's some of them that I watch on social media.
Oh,
that they do a lot of business because they're not dressed.
Oh, we won't even get started on some of the things I've seen lately.
There
okay.
are some very, but here's my look at it is that, yeah, there's a combination of issues. You do want it to look good. It doesn't necessarily have to be the greatest quality in the world, but it needs to appear good. And you want to have deal with a attractive pricing. I don't think everyone knows numbers now. So
aggressive.
Got to be aggressive. And I'm just a numbers guy. Orange County, California, we have 241,000 renters who can afford to buy a home. There's 1.34 million renters in Orange County. 241,000 of them, almost 242,000 of them can afford to buy a home. Now, any of those that are listening, call Lisa. She'll be happy to help you.
Get y'all pre-qualified with him.
So that's the issue there. So I look at supply and demand. That's going to push pricing up. I look at household formations based on the 27 to 35 population, 54,000, almost 55,000 household formations, 30,000 first-time home purchases if you're in that market. So where is your property situated? Are you looking to be the move-up buyer, or are you the first-time buyer? And then the other thing is, those that are renters, try and compare the property. When you call Lisa to buy a house, call and ask about what you're renting now and compare that, maybe just a slight upgrade, because if you're renting a one-bedroom house and you're struggling to make that payment work, but you can afford to buy a house from that with the same payment amount, and you call Lisa and say, well, Lisa, I'm in a one-bedroom apartment right now, and you're saying I can buy, so I want a four-bedroom house with a white picket fence and a pool. There's a disconnect.
Yeah,
there.
People really need to keep it real on their expectations, and especially if you are renting, if you're an apartment dweller at this moment, the lower end of the market, your two-bedroom condos, the 800-square-foot condo, may be about the same size as the apartment that you're in, but you can own it instead of living
so
the apartment.
They're paying somebody
life.
Else's mortgage.
Yeah, you can actually own it. Keeping your realistic expectations in check is really what you need to do, because you're right. Most people are like, well, I'm in a two-bedroom apartment right now. I want to get that three-bedroom single-family house. Well, you got to start somewhere. And let your money work for you, because even if it does appreciate 3 point whatever it was, that's more than what you're going to be making in the bank. That's for darn sure.
Absolutely.
And you got to pay for a roof over your head. You might as well have your money working for you and then leverage it later on into that house down the road.
Start crawling, then walking, et cetera, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house.
Yeah.
And your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions, meet any of our guests. If you would like to meet Lisa Dunn, give me a call at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.